Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atatula.
Yeah, you are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atatula. We got Byron Matthews handling the ones and twos back in Houston because we are out here at Super Bowl Radio Row in New Orleans. Thanks to Flight by Yuengling being our presenting sponsor for this. And I can tell you who already is going to be one of the winners in these winners and losers that we are doing here.
I can tell you one of the losers.
Okay, well.
We might be on the same wavelength here.
Yeah, perfect. So, yeah, 713-572-4610. I feel like I should have been saying that all day, but that's always the place to text in. Let us know your thoughts, who you thought were winners and losers on the weekend. There's some big ones that are obvious, but one of the winners of the weekend is B. Scott, the way he's tearing up these wings right now. He is happy to be here.
All right. So,
but we're all, I think every Sports Radio 610 have been winners this weekend, man. It's been fun.
We're on the same wavelength. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Because one of my losers was going to be wings. The wings are losers this weekend because not only B. Scott, who's, who actually should be a meme. I mean, it was like one of those scenes.
Just wait. It'll happen.
One of those scenes out of a, like an old Seinfeld when the kid's eating the ice cream and all that stuff. Boy, he's really going in there.
I am not opposed. I'm not opposed.
And then I just found out our program director, Parker, Hugh Douglas, what was going on, Figgy?
Yeah, so Hugh Douglas was like, hey, who is that guy? Is that your producer? He was effing the wings up.
Check that out on Sports Radio 610 Instagram. You can find it. It's hilarious.
Oh, you saw it? It's there, too?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, hilarious.
Man, wings are losers with this group.
Unless you count being inside of my tummy or Parker's tummy being a winner, yeah, I would agree with that.
I feel like people going to know this station as the wing station.
That's right.
We're doing Houston Proud.
That's station opposed. Be effing the wings up.
I'm not opposed at all. Look, I'll tell you this. I am doing better than I ever have in my life, like in terms of like just, job and finances and everything. I will never get to a point where I'm going to pass up free food.
Oh, who does?
And not eat the free food with like a certain level of eagerness and vigor
exactly.
And excitement
exactly.
And enthusiasm.
That makes
and
you
gratefulness.
Normal. That makes you normal.
No matter how much money I ever make in my life, yeah. I will always behave that way.
Hey, man, free food, I appreciate it. I think I would like to be that as well. But, yeah, and Hugh Douglas, he knows something about some wings. Man. That is a former NFL defensive end. He hosts
and he was impressed by our guy.
Yeah, he hosts on our sister station in Philadelphia sitting right next to us. So, yeah.
Yeah, he was impressed. Somebody said, is he eating the Don Julio wings? Oh, not yet. I forgot that.
That's on the table.
That is something that we still have to do.
That's on the docket.
I forgot
about
that.
We haven't gotten that far yet, man.
All right. We still have to do.
We're going
to
go as a family.
Yeah. Yes, we will. We will. We will find time. But how about let's actually dive into the winners and losers of the weekend. Text in if you have any winners or losers of the weekend. I'd like to start here. College basketball, in fact. Big 12 top dogs were losers on the weekend. On Saturday, in particular, you had the three highest ranked Big 12 basketball teams, men's basketball teams, all lost. Baylor defeated Kansas. Now, that was in Waco, number 11 Kansas at that. And then, unfortunately, University of Houston fell to Texas Tech at home in the Love You Blue jerseys.
Dude, it was a terrific game. It was as good a college basketball game as you can see. I don't know how much y'all saw. I happened
watched
to
watched all of it.
Yeah,
or a lot of it,
I happened to be locked in because I was just chilling at home, you know, cooking and stuff. And I just sat down after a while, like, wow, this is next level.
And it was a tight game all the way through.
And good storylines, too. Coach gets thrown out and all that stuff.
A lot of us were at, and I say us, I'm talking about media corps, press corps, folks you would know. We were there at the Toyota Center, the media eating area, watching it on the screen. Like, we had the wrong damn game.
Yeah, exactly.
We had the wrong game. This is the Houston basketball game to be at tonight.
Best player out, coach gets thrown out.
Yes, the Texas Tech.
Big shots.
4 minutes into the game, there is a pass by Texas Tech's best player, except as he does, he gets a little Draymond, his leg gets a mind of its own, and he kicks a Cougar in the manhood. And so that got him out of there. Flagrant two, boom, you out of here. Yeah. And then the coach, I guess, decided that he had to go to bat for his mans. He gets thrown out of here. And yet and still, they are able to maintain, what is it? Like, it was like a four-point game for the entirety of this thing. Largely with Texas Tech up. And then late in the game, this is the thing that got me. Late in the game, you had the Cougars actually flip it, and they were leading by four. Yeah. Ultimately falling this game, so they end up being one of those top dogs. And then Kansas State defeated Iowa State in quite an upset there at Iowa State. Iowa State, this particular matchup between Kansas State and Iowa State, I don't think that Iowa State had lost to Kansas State at home in like 15 years.
Yeah.
And so Big 12, I mean, it's always been a great basketball conference, and this is the reason why. Top to bottom, it's usually pretty good.
And as far as the UH game, what, 33-game home win streak?
Yeah.
18-game
Big 12 win streak.
Snapped.
I think there were two game-tying threes in the final minute by the Texas Tech. That was
absolutely
really good.
An underrated loser within your loser there?
I did want to mention just with Houston, oddly enough, new AP poll came out. They moved from 6 to 5.
I don't have a problem with that.
Is this a good loss? One of those good losses?
Yeah. I'll take it.
One of those beneficial losses?
Yeah.
No, an underrated loser in your loser there, fairness. Because to me, you kick a guy in the man parts and then your coach defends it. That team don't deserve to win.
Yeah,
they don't deserve good things.
That's right.
So fairness and the right thing happening.
Well, I know
it was a loser.
I know karma will somehow get back to this, because one thing I maintain very strongly is that nut punchers shall never prosper. And so, like, in this instance, the iteration is kickers, but the prospering will not happen. Like, this is why Chris Paul has never gotten a ring. Like, it will never, they shall never prosper.
I like that theory.
I subscribe to it.
Yeah.
There is a faith that I have in this, and it is a central tenet of my life. Another loser, we were saying that, you know, at the house that we have in NOLA, that, you know, all the Sports Radio 610 personalities and employees are hanging out at, we were watching the Grammys, and a loser is indeed Aubrey Drake Graham.
Yeah.
As Kendrick Lamar wins.
Clean sweep.
The diss song that he wrote about Drake now has him, like, three Grammys just off of that alone. Plus, remember, within a week, he'll be performing that at the biggest biggest live performance that there is in American culture.
He actually went 5 for 5.
Yeah.
So my man got 5 Grammys. Off of that song,
off
man.
Of a diss song, man.
And, well, not just a diss song. Like, let's just call it what it is. It has become like culturally popular to call this man a pedophile, and we have no evidence to suggest that he's an actual pedophile. But everybody feels okay saying
because
it, and nobody's mad at anybody for saying it. It's just like, a minor, and it's just like everybody's just into it. I'm like, wow, that's really being a loser.
Taylor Swift,
we get to call you a pedophile, and nobody has any repercussions.
Taylor Swift was dancing to the song.
Yeah, did you see the video that she's singing the lyrics and everything?
Yeah, and despite
Kendrick said so.
Despite the fact that he's been, I don't want to use the wrong language here, that he's been Drake, that is, has been like gas boosting her up.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he's been – Drake has been boosting Taylor, and she's still like, nah, A minor, let's go.
I think also the additional part of him being a loser when it came to this particular Grammy situation – did you notice what Kendrick Lamar was wearing? I don't know if anybody saw it.
I didn't know until I read about it.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar was wearing a denim-on-denim outlook.
Right.
Or look. He had a denim jacket, obviously jeans. What is that called?
Canadian tux.
I did not know that.
It is called a Canadian tuxedo.
I didn't know that until this morning.
That is what people refer to it as. And the notable Canadian.
Dude, that is so good. Now that I know that.
Yeah. He's a very petty individual.
Now that I know that.
Petty and clever and can rap. That's a terrible combination for Drake.
That makes it a lot better. I mean, not that I'm taking – I mean, it's just the whole concept of what's going on.
Bomani Jones had a tweet, formerly ESPN. Bomani Jones had a tweet, man, I'm so glad that my ops can't rap.
That's right.
Same. Yeah.
Like, what is the skill that if your enemies had, it would make you the most terrified? Because I feel like being able to rap is up there because like there's like a social ability to drive you down.
Well, because a comedian,
like actually comedian, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Aside from the obvious of being, you know,
being able
a kung fu fighter,
that was yes.
But like, yeah, a comedian or a
Brazilian jiu jitsu is the one. That
I think
I'm
those are the right
have.
Answers.
Yeah,
those are the ones that'll destroy you.
Yeah,
don't want those. Yeah. Don't want those problems.
Yeah.
I feel like Grant Zabel, like the offensive lineman for that played in the Senior Bowl.
Oh,
now you got me.
It's Gray Zabel, I believe is his name, just to make sure. But like, he got so much love over the entirety of last week, and then into this this weekend rather. Mm-hmm. I think that he's been a winner. Absolutely, this is a dude who is played at North Dakota State. That is not a hotbed
That's
of offensive
line. The one
we
were talking about last week a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard him a lot. I know that John Harris even talked about him with Payne and Pendergast last week. This dude he played at North Dakota State, and he is looking like he is going to be, you know, a first-round offensive lineman. And, I mean, we're really leaning now into the draft space with the player acquisition process of that all. Gray Zabel is one of those dudes who he is the test case of what the Senior Bowl does, right? You get up there and you have opportunities to be in front of NFL personnel, and the cream will rise to the top, as any football coach would tell you. He's looking like the cream right now.
That's one guy that, you know, proof positive that if you have a good Senior Bowl, you make a lot of money. Because it wasn't just like the nerds that or the draft experts or the scouts that were in. Once you get on that field with those guys and get it done, I mean, it's on.
North Dakota State has also become, over the last 10 to 15 years or so, a space where people are trying to find those diamonds in the rough, because they are the preeminent FCS program.
Yes.
And so if you're trying to just step below that level, like the best players in FCS are potential NFL prospects. And North Dakota State, to their credit, over the last, again, 13, 15 years or so, have
incredible
been getting the very best FCS players.
Yeah.
Billy Turner, offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, came out of there. Carson Wentz, I know Trey Lance didn't quite work out, but they're getting talent out of North Dakota State, slowly but surely.
Yeah, and that feels like more of a development prospect too. Like they're getting dudes, they're keeping them for an extended period of time and develop them from maybe like a relatively raw prospect to dudes that can go into the NFL and provide something. The only other person that I could think of as a winner from the Senior Bowl, Jack Beck, the wide receiver from TCU, that ultimately he, you know, got the game winning touchdown and won the MVP in that game. And of course, he, you know, this is a month after his brother passed away here in New Orleans on Bourbon in that that terrorist attack. It was a heartwarming moment for him to have that this weekend. When it comes to losers, I feel like the Pro Bowl probably pops up here.
Oh boy,
Pro Bowl games, rather I should say. The Pro Bowl games did not. Did you watch a moment of it?
No,
I think we were on the road.
We were driving.
It, to be fair,
but zero. I mean, and when we stopped and outside of Lafayette, I looked at some stuff and I'm like, this is embarrassing. Figgy even, and it wasn't his fault. He's like, so what's the main event now?
Yeah,
we're like, I guess flag football game.
I guess. Well, I think basically what happens is all the Pro Bowl games they add score, and then they bring it into the flag football game and that. But yeah, man,
hey, forgive me for feeling like the Pro Bowl is just like for the gram now. Like that, it's a social media event. It's not an actual athletic
competition
type of event. Well, but that's all it is. It's like.
Yeah.
Hey, Nico Collins, go do a selfie video. That is all I've consumed from the Pro Bowl,
yeah,
is whatever the Texans and other teams have really put out from their, yeah, accounts, mm-hmm, and people shouting out their hometown fan bases. Like that's the Pro Bowl, not the actual games. I'm like, I mean, I'd rather play dodgeball than watch,
yes,
Joe Mixon out there,
yes,
playing dodgeball.
Like, right.
I'm good on that.
Now, I will say that you speak about for the gram, it was a nice catch by Nico Collins, though. He did have a nice catch.
He did. And I only caught it because of the gram.
100%. Shout out to at Houston Texans on Instagram. But yes, that was cool. My mom called me about it. She was like, yeah, I was watching this. And I'm like, okay, so this is what it's for. It's for people that are like,
look at her watching the Pro Bowl.
They like sports,
look,
but it's like, you just
Pro
had it on the TV. It's just something to have on the TV.
I'm for that.
Yeah.
Anything, even if it doesn't draw me in, if it'll bring in Reggie's mom or, yeah, my mom or any of our moms, I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and then winners, I feel like the winners, is we're going to have a lot of winning here in New Orleans this,
yeah,
weekend.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I'm hoping that's us.
Yeah.
That is Team 610, baby.
Winner.
Let's go out here and win it, though.
That's,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, man, those are the winners and losers of the weekend. Other than that, I feel like we're all in a good space. But coming up next, this is typically where we hand it over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. And he says that he has a mixtape prepared.
Yeah, he does.
However, Figgy Fig is also responsible for making sure that Sports Radio 610 on Instagram has plenty of content. And he's doing that right this moment. So coming up next, we will see if Figgy Fig makes it back to host his own segment right here in the loop.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On Sports Radio 610.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Fig's in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed, it is the mixtape. Figgy Fig is in the building.
What's happening?
You got it. You on?
Yeah, okay. I was thinking. It kind of threw me off a little bit because I usually.
You want to do the whole thing?
Yeah. Let me do it again.
All right.
Yes, it is the mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down.
There we go.
On a Monday live in New Orleans. Happy Monday to everyone out there. I got to say, man, I'm having a good time so far. I feel like the week didn't even start yet, and
right.
I'm already having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And first, I just want to give a big shout out to the OG.
Hey now,
Juan Phillip,
mm-hmm. Juan Felipe, correct?
Juan Felipe Lopez, for one, driving us there. Yeah, I mean,
he drove the whole way too.
Yeah,
I appreciate
he drove the
that.
Whole way.
That was easy too.
He rented the car, man. Really appreciate that. But we really appreciate you cooking too, man.
That was fun, man.
Yeah, the brisket was really good, man.
Had brisket and chicken and beans and potato salad. Kept it pretty straightforward.
Yeah, my old lady was a little jealous because I sent her the video of the brisket, and she said, "You bastard! Why would you send this to me?
You dirty dog!"
Yeah, you didn't have to do that. That was not necessary.
But yeah, so for some reason, man, I've been kind of in a trolling mode, mm-hmm. and I never troll people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I had to troll John one good time because I felt like he was feeling himself a little bit. He was. So he's setting up everything. He pretty much moved my little side dish to the back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because you brought a little side dish
I bought a little appetizer. I'm thinking like, all right, we can snack on that until the other food, you know, get done. He just pushed my stuff to the side. He like, they can have it sometime next week.
But I did.
And so he's setting up everything. I'm letting him have him. He's setting up everything. He set the OG sauce right in front of me. Pow! On the table. And so I'm like, you know what? Let me troll him a little bit, man. So here's what I had to say when Lopez put that OG sauce in front of me.
Hey, we got some Sweet Baby Rays.
Hey! So yeah. He pretty much told me to bleep off.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I did.
That's right. He
I
absolutely did.
Sometimes when people feel themselves a little too much, you gotta like set them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knock them down a peg.
Yeah. Knock them back. Like, hold on.
Speaking of knock them down a peg, you got rave reviews specifically from I think Clint and Seth. Specifically,
oh, yeah?
We're huge about the beans that you made.
Oh, the beans turned out great.
PC, Patrick Creighton, of course, host of Area 45 here on Sports Radio 610. He's into YouTube, and he said, feeding beans to a house full of guys is a questionable decision.
Hey.
Which, now that you put it like that, fair enough.
Seth had 4 cups of beans.
He sure did.
4.
We got to check on him. Actually, like, we got to make sure he's okay.
4.
He made it through the show. It was a fantastic another edition of Pain and Pendergast this morning. He looked a little queasy after. I wonder if that's what it was. If his guts was just bubbling a little bit.
Hey, it was awesome. It was great that everybody really enjoyed it, and I'm glad everybody piled their plates. But I was looking at Seth, and he had four. We all had a bunch of brisket and chicken. And then you get another one, and you get another one. I'm like, he's going back for another bowl, isn't he?
Yeah. Don't judge that man.
But to be fair, Figgy, before you move on, we were going to eat a little earlier, and then everybody started getting there late. So I said, hey, how about we do your appetizer for tomorrow or just to have around the house?
He said, put that to
let's
the
go
side.
Ahead and put that in the back of the fridge for
let's,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, let the real meal step up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, salute to you, man.
We really appreciate
you doing that. I know you don't have to do anything like that, but we really appreciate that.
All right, I appreciate it, too.
So, yesterday also, me, Reggie, Aaron, who else was in the show?
Yeah.
We all decided to, hey, let's go get some beignets.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, by the way.
That was your mission all day.
I needed to. Like, my thought process was, this is going to be a long week. There's going to be a lot of stuff packed into it, and I don't know exactly. This is my first time here. I don't know exactly how this is going to pan out. So if you want to make sure to get something done, do it early rather than putting it off.
Fair.
I was like, make sure we get the beignets. We might get beignets 4 times this week,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
we're going to make sure we get beignets on day one so that at least that's crossed off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did that, and right after, like you said earlier, we hit Bourbon Street. Mm-hmm. We said, you know what? Let's walk around and peep the scene a little bit, and we had a good time. This is Ron. First time out here, so
he'd been to the city before, but he hadn't really experienced it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Out on Bourbon Street, first time.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
So he was kind of looking around.
We were afraid because he was drawing. He was, you know, in the back because it was 4 of us. Myself and Aaron were running up front. Figgy was kind of in the middle, and then Shell was in the behind. We had to keep turning around to make sure that someone didn't pull him off the street into one of these houses.
Hey, it's a lot of hustlers out there.
Pull
man.
Him.
Well, you know, he is also a person that could pull him into one of them
pull
houses.
Him.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, so it was a lot of people aggressive out there. So we was kind of checking on him. We got us a little drink, some hand grenades, and the shark. What is it, the shark attack?
Yes.
Yeah, got the shark attacks and all that stuff. Cool night, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty fun.
So we get back to the Uber.
Yeah.
We get to the Uber. We got the lovely, what was her name?
Miss Dee Dee.
Miss Dee Dee.
Yeah.
We got Miss Dee Dee driving, and she straight out of New Orleans. Like, If she told me she was from somewhere else,
you're lying.
Yeah, you gotta be lying. So she was very energetic and beautiful accent. And this is me talking about trolling.
Yeah,
this is me. I kind of want to troll a little bit more. I'm gonna tell her
he's in
that,
a trolling vibe.
Yeah. So I started off by saying Houston got the better food, and she said nah. So then I took it a step further. I decided to tell her Houston have the better crawfish.
Oh boy!
And this is how that sounded.
Houston definitely got the better crawfish, though.
You're trying to get us kicked out. Hey, bro. We're trying to get out.
What you mean? After the terrorist attack, you ain't supposed to be doing like that.
I feel like you just ain't supposed to be doing like that.
Nah, that car was wilding, though.
So, in the midst of her yelling at me, she see another car going down the wrong way street, like kind of a little illegal U-turn, and she started cussing this person out.
She's
we
mad.
We got the full experience. We got the full experience.
Yeah,
I love
you got her riled up.
So we got her riled up. So I'm like, okay, like I like this experience. Like I like where we're going here. Mm-hmm. So next, this is her talking about Waffle House. So Ron seen a Waffle House. And he said, this looked like a different Waffle House.
Why you shake your head, Aaron? Is there anything you would like to say?
I'm glad you brought up Aaron's name, because Aaron never been to a Waffle House.
Not once in his lifetime, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, so this is how that interaction happened.
I've never been to a Waffle House.
What?
Never.
Are you for real?
Nope. My wife was supposed to go on a girls trip last November, and I was going to go because she doesn't. She's been there three times. She doesn't like it.
Yeah, man. Ain't nothing like a good old breakfast sandwich from Waffle House with some hash browns,
smothered.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Hey, she was going in on that Waffle House, man.
She knew everything.
Over eggs, over.
Yeah.
I have a confession.
Was that you that was saying I wasn't drunk enough to go to
Waffle House? That is correct. I was not drunk enough to go to the Waffle House.
That's a good point. But if you go to Waffle House like in the morning for actual breakfast sober, it's really good. It's just as good when you're not drinking. It's just as good when you're not drinking.
But I feel like you maximize what you're doing.
Yeah. No, you definitely – it's a vibe. It's a feeling. It's sort of a moment, you know, when you have that one – maybe one too many and you go to Waffle House. But if you go – like we did a trip not long ago last year. We drove through the South. And I'm like, well, let's just go to Waffle House. I was like, damn, that's pretty damn good. It's pretty damn good.
So shout out to Miss Dee Dee. And then towards the end of the ride, she got us to our Airbnb. And I said, hey, you need to be our driver for the rest of the week because you're super cool. So she said, yeah, take my number. So I took her number and all that stuff. And later on, I got to my room. Mm-hmm. And I get a text.
Oh, I know what this is.
I get a text full of pictures with a hand grenade in her car, spilt all over the
seat. Oh, Reggie, weren't you drinking a hand grenade?
I was drinking a hand grenade. That is correct.
And I was drinking a hand grenade, too, but mine was inside the...
Oh, boy.
Mine was in my
That's suite. Not a little spill. That is not
It's all ice,
spill.
I promise you. That's all ice, though.
Why does it have color in it?
It's all ice. Because the ice was colored. I don't know what you mean. What you mean?
And so she texted me and said, oh, man, I turned the corner and old boy left his drink, shaking my head.
Oh, Reggie.
So I said, oh, man. I said, I'm so sorry about that. I let them know about that. I'm sorry.
See, what happened was.
So I Apple paid her like $20.
Which, by the way, I still got to get you back for that.
Yeah.
What had happened was is I ended up in the back seat. It was three rows.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you end up with, I was
so
like,
you
look.
Had to do the crawl.
Yeah, I did the crawl.
Yeah.
So getting back there, all right, cool. I set the hurricane in there because I had finished that thing up, you know, set the hurricane in the cup holder.
Yeah.
And then when we got out, because we were all having such a good time and, you know, I was making sure to thank her and everything and crawling out, I forgot to reach back and grab the hurricane. So how it fell out of the cup holder, I don't know. But I do. What?
It wasn't in there good. Or you hit it or she hit a bump?
Now, I feel like Reggie had a little too much to drink. I felt like he was wilding
Reggie,
out a little bit.
I wasn't there.
He was wilding out. He
you seemed left fine the, when you got home.
He done left the cup inside the Uber and all yeah. that stuff. So
no shame,
gotta,
Reggie. No
we
shame.
Gotta, we got to look at Reggie a
I'm in New Orleans.
Now.
What you want? What exactly. you want
no,
from
no.
me?
I'm not passing judgment. I'm asking if
see,
he had.
See, he wilding. We was only out there for like 30 minutes. Yeah. And he already slurring and
all right.
All
I wasn't,
over the
I wasn't
place.
Slurring yeah. now.
So I think we got to watch Reggie going forward.
And he also did say, I'm not drunk enough yet.
Correct.
When he was talking about, you put the two stories together,
right.
talking about Waffle House in one, saying I'm not drunk enough yet, which is admitting you're a little drunk.
Well, I mean, I had a drink.
So,
that's
so
all
just
I admit.
Imagine.
I admit nothing more than that, officer.
I was a little drunk.
So imagine if Reggie said he wasn't drunk enough yet.
Yeah.
Imagine when he do get drunk.
Oh, yeah. What's going to be?
You're going to be puking all over the
See,
Uber.
See, that's the worst. That's the one where you just like. So,
we got to keep an eye on Reggie, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
I maintain you got to keep an eye on Show. I'm just gonna yeah. I'm gonna push him out here. That's the
oh,
one you got to watch out for.
Man,
Show looked like he was Show looked like he was fighting demons back. He was holding those demons back. He was like they gonna come out.
He was fighting the sugar demons.
That's true. That's
like,
also
man,
true.
He like we walking past all of these daiquiri shops, all that sugar. I felt bad for my man Show. He gonna give in sometime this week.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
He's gonna splurge on one of these nights. When we're out and about.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the mixtape live from New Orleans on Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down. And I'm going to have more coming for y'all this week.
Oh, I know you will.
Yeah, maybe we might hit the streets and talk to some people.
I know
oh,
you will.
Yeah.
Okay. And if I imagine that, you know, Instagram sees it first.
Yeah, probably so. But I might make something exclusive for
oh,
that.
Oh, look
yeah,
at that.
For the people that's rocking with us on the YouTube and all that stuff. And I promise I probably won't troll anymore.
Oh, that's all right. You can do it.
Nah,
you can do it.
I ain't going to do that. People get offensive over the crawfish thing.
Oh, yeah.
If I said Houston crawfish is better than New Orleans, they damn near get ready to give me a black
words.
Eye.
Fighting words.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. From the 832, somebody said, good job, guys. Now Uber is going to cancel her because she can't take private rides. Ooh, I did not think about
oh,
that.
Oh, man.
That was someone else entirely.
It was another DD. It was
yeah,
a different DD.
It's a different one.
Yeah.
From the 346, somebody said, Reggie's going to have the kid
the
leash.
The kid leash.
I'm promised. I'm good.
I'll put that harness. On, I'll be holding the other side.
We'll be like, where's
no,
Reggie?
No, Reggie, this way.
I'm perfectly fine.
No, Reggie,
I'm
this
perfectly
way.
Okay. I was the one who ordered the Ubers. Come on now. Let's go. All right, there you go. That's the mixtape. You catch it right here on Sports Radio 610 at 1:20 p.m. every weekday, especially when we're in New Orleans for Radio Row. And again, our appreciation, a flight by Yingling to Low T Center, the Mokarem Injury Law for making sure that we got the live stream, and of course, the exclusive furniture hot seat where B. Scott has made that his new home.
Man,
like
he's dog, making himself at home.
I realize it's Monday, so it's pretty light, but you're going to have to find somewhere else to sit. We got
yeah.
interviews and stuff to
hey,
do.
Hey, I thought about it, too. I was like, man, I'm glad they ain't have a bunch of interviews right now. I got to find me somewhere to actually sit.
Yeah, we've got a lot of interviews coming, and again, appreciation to exclusive furniture for helping making those as comfortable as possible. But all right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, and coming up next, we'll get ready to hand it off to the fellas Clint and Ron as they get ready for the drive. We'll do it next. Reginald Atatula, John Lopez, Figgy Fig is around doing content stuff. Sports Radio 610 on Instagram. Make sure you tap in there. And we're getting ready to hand it over to Clint and Ron. Clint and Show of the drive, as you heard there from Big Voice Man. Appreciate Flight by Yingling for bringing all these things together. And I mean, we have not talked about it yet. We'll have all week to talk about it, especially with guests. But, hey, man, the Super Bowl is coming together, is it not? Right, like this, we have the Kansas City Chiefs. We have the Philadelphia Eagles here. Like this,
there
this
is a game this week.
It is happening. It is happening this week. Like immediate. What is the biggest story in this week that you are looking forward to?
Well, look, one thing that hit me over the course of this show when we were talking to Charles McDonald, it was kind of depressing.
Yeah, and thanks to Charles McDonald for sitting down with us earlier.
For sitting down with us and bringing this up, because he asked us, like, all right, so where is the, you know, where's the weak spot? How does this Chiefs team, you know, how can they become surmountable?
Yeah.
And I realized there ain't a whole lot.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot where you're like, all right, that's declining. I mean, it's Travis Kelce and that's it. You know, everywhere else, they're pretty much setting up. Things change quickly in the NFL, as we know. But it's like, well, dang. they're going to be good for a while.
Yeah, that's on the long term.
And it's already been a while.
Yeah, the short term situation is that, look, man, there's been teams that's played with them if you can find a way to win third down.
Yeah.
All right, like that's going to be one of the Eagles' charges here. And I imagine some of this also would probably be, hey, if you can time of possession, that type of stuff, leaning in with the running game that they clearly have with this offensive line and Saquon Barkley. But, yeah, man.
But you asked the story.
Yes.
And that's something that I've been – it's kind of confusing because this should be – well, the Eagles are clearly better. I mean, they're a better team, T-E-A-M, you know, as Bill O'Brien would say.
Especially if you're just looking at it on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, every single element of this team is probably better than the Chiefs. So why aren't we all picking the Eagles? And I'm not saying we're not. I still may. But I mean, why is it such a mystery? Well, we know it's obviously Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs defense and the way they've been winning games. And, oh, by the way, this hasn't been mentioned yet, I don't think at all, during our show. Officiating. You know, that's part of it. Like, people are just reticent and reluctant to say, oh, yeah, Eagles are going to win this game. Because part of it's not just Patrick Mahomes. It's like,
Yeah, what kind of whistle will you end up seeing in this is the question that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. All right. So we'll dig into that game quite a bit during this week. That's part of one of the things that you have within this week. We'll have a lot of guests throughout this. And, again, it was cool that we got my guy Charles McDonald of Yahoo Sports to start. But how about this? CBS Sports put together this piece of we're still Texans. They're still kind of trying to figure out who the coordinator will be of this team. And that, you know, that is something that we hope to have some level of answer on. But free agency is, you know, a little bit away, and trying to find ways to fix this team is something that we're very tapped in on. And CBS Sports put together one free agent for each team that each team rather should prioritize.
I saw this
going into the offseason. And I was kind of interested in the name that they brought up. Now, you won't be surprised at the position at all, right? Without looking at it, because I know you said you saw it.
Yeah,
but
I don't think this.
Do you recall?
Go ahead. I think I do, and I'm a little vague now on which one it was.
It was an offensive guard, but it was Kevin Zeiler, who was a guard who played with the Detroit Lions this past year. I mean, this offensive line was very problematic. A veteran Pro Bowl guard like Kevin Zeiler would be a great idea, says CBS Sports. He's turning 35, still playing at a high level. Would the Shaq Mason experience give you any level of pause on this? Because, again, it's 35-year-old offensive guard. That sounds a little bit like where Shaq Mason has been, and he had been pretty good until it wasn't, right? Like, the level of decline that is possible for an older guard, would that throw you off the scent there?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't do a lot for me, to be honest.
Really?
At that age, at that position. Because I think it's more about, you know, how they're blocking it up than Shaq Mason. He's not the same player he was.
Ooh.
But has he fallen off a cliff?
I think so. Like, we're talking about size and mobility in a way that was problematic. Now, I guess when I bring up mobility, you come back to
if they decide
to
double team the guards, he just needs to lean on them, you know. And I'm using that loosely, but I'm saying, you know, rather than trying to be this nimble, you know, guard that gets to the second level, that ain't going to work anymore with the Texans. Not with the way they're running the offense and the way they run around the offense.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, even in pass block, because, like, running is one thing, right?
Yeah.
Pass blocking where you're getting...
No, he's clearly not the best. Same player.
He's getting danced around, man.
Yeah. No,
like, that's the tough part about it. He's getting danced around at right guard. And that, like, pass blocking, it ain't no other, like, oh, well, if we change the scheme on it. Like, sometimes you just got to be able to get that
it's gonna be man-on-man at some point.
And that's the part that's sliding a little bit. I did find it interesting, like, especially the idea of having a Kevin Zeiler who's been a part of a offensive line that has a decided, gritty culture, that has an identity that's like, yo, we're going to get out here and we're going to move dudes. We're going to road grade or whatever. That's an interesting idea of, like, bringing somebody with some veteran experience there to help mold your room as you continue to move forward, especially with concerns that have been there for how are the voices in this room coming together? Or do they have a level of entitlement? Are they soft or whatever? Like, these words that get thrown out there.
Yeah.
It feels like Zeiler is the type of dude that could address that. I just immediately think, oh, yeah, but he's 35, and
that's the thing.
At what point do you have that drop-off? Because it happens for everybody.
You know what? The other interesting thing about the Texans and the scheme and everything that we're talking about, you know, you always hear offensive linemen, you know, talking about, and they talk about on broadcasts and everything else, boy, they would rather run block than anything else. You know, run the damn ball. We want to run the ball. It's almost as if the Texans – don't subscribe to that. They don't want to run the ball.
Well, they want to run the ball.
As linemen.
Oh, okay, I got you.
In this scheme, because running the ball means, oh, I got to get all the way up there, and I got to get out here, and I got to move. Like most offensive linemen, like, yeah, run the ball. We're going to lean on them. We're gonna punch them and all that. The Texans are like, oh, man, can we pass? Because this is not going to work for us. Let's go ahead and drop back and pass.
Which, I mean, brings us back. Like, we were talking to Charles, and I thought it was interesting that he was talking about this because it feels like we've gotten to this place where, hey, if you have a different run scheme, especially mm-hmm. if it's large, maybe more trending towards a gap scheme that seems to fit these guys, mm-hmm. could it be possible that you just don't see very much change on this offensive line and maybe, like, a singular switch, like, at right guard, so to say, would be the one that you look at?
I'm kind of trending toward that. You probably
it
picked up
like
on
it,
you've
yeah.
probably picked up on it over the yeah. course of the last few days. On the air, it just sounds so cool to say let's move all these three guys out, these four guys out, and get in some guys that really know how to run this system. We all know. I mean, it's a lot easier for the coach to change,
yeah, right?
And especially a coach, whether it's Gerard or Kaylee or whomever, Stenovich, you know, that knows how to run a different blocking scheme in the run game. And by the way, that's a good way to get in good graces with Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans. Go into that meeting and say, no.
What we got here?
No. What we have here, I can work with.
That could absolutely be a part of
right?
it.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's nice to hear somebody can come in and be like,
hey, that last guy wanted you to trade everybody.
Right. I'm capable
I'm
of doing it.
I'm telling you
with
we can
we
win
have.
With these guys right here with this scheme.
Yeah, I had not even considered necessarily the possibility that, hey, man, that could be a selling point and a way to help move yourself. Hey, yeah, someone might come in as a coordinator and be like, look, this is cool, but in order to do what I want to do, I'm going to need you to go out and buy a whole bunch of groceries. And somebody's like, no, what you got right now,
and
I can
Nick's
make the meal.
And going like, hey, whoa, that's my job.
I can make the meal.
That's right.
Right? I can make the meal right here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that would be an interesting part of it. And shout out to the 703 on the text line. They said, don't say three-peat. They're going for the Pat trick. I kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that I like that.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it. I kind of do. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. The fellas are sitting at the table, including my guy Clint, who's sitting in the exclusive furniture hot seat, which, by the way, Clint, just like, I don't think I've asked anybody yet, like, how would you describe sitting in this hot seat? How does it feel to you? What's it feeling like?
Exclusive.
Oh, there we go. That's the right answer. That's the right answer right there.
You look like it was made for you right now.
I could put them toes up and take a little nap. I mean, you know, I was up cooking breakfast early this morning for you boys.
I gave you a shout-out, man. That was
and thankfully you were clothed, too.
Yeah. Oh, he made it for the people.
All of us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You didn't get breakfast?
I got invited.
I didn't want to. I thought he was down there making it for himself. He made it for the people.
No, real that's team nice. Player. I've already said that what we're going to do
not
with
Aaron,
the show.
Not Aaron, but he made it for the people.
You were gone already, bub.
Yeah, he was out at four. Aaron was out at four, as was Clint. As was Sean and Seth. Mm-hmm. So they didn't get breakfast. But I think that we as a show are going to put together our roommate rankings. And I feel like you got some real good points for that one.
Well, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been a good roommate. I've been a tremendous roommate for 24 hours. We'll see if it lasts. We'll see if it lasts for the full week.
Enjoy it while you can.
I have been very, very considerate. I mean, I've been very, very considerate.
That's so good. At least he's being honest.
Really, I'm interested in hearing what you did.
Yeah.
What you stopped yourself from doing.
It's some of what I did, and it's some of what I didn't do.
Mm. Okay. All right.
That's good.
Just do your best.
So obviously, like I think we're gonna go through this once we get off the show, but I kind of want you boys' input. Like, at the very least, who do you think would be at the very top of the roommate rankings after one day, and who do you think would be at the very bottom of the roommate rankings of the folks that have been here? Obviously, excluding B. Scott, who's not even made it to the house.
I think B. Scott would be at the bottom right now.
No, I'm not giving you the easy answer here.
I think it's been cool. I don't think anybody done that where I'm like, ooh.
But somebody got to be last.
Yeah, I mean, I think
it might be me. I think I'm at the bottom right now just off of messing up. I might have messed up the Uber Connect.
Yeah. See, I can't put you down there. Like, listen.
I ain't got
Houston.
Enough experience with everybody.
Listen,
yet.
Houston.
We are in a frat house.
Listen, Houston in America. This boy living it now here, man. Now, Reggie, if ain't nobody going to enjoy this damn thing. Reggie going to enjoy this. Hey, Reggie almost did a cartwheel once we got on bourbon yesterday. He was ready. He has been ready to go.
That's right.
He's been ready to go. He said, we in New Orleans. I'm trying to learn the city. I'm trying to feel the vibe, man.
I'm telling you, man. I said it earlier on the show, and I know you guys will back me up. Seeing Radio Row and New Orleans through Figgy's and Reggie's eyes, first timers, is awesome for me. It's like, dang, man, they're in. He's like, we're not even the Lafayette. He's like, we're getting some beignets today. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
He said, I got one thing on my mind. Beignets.
Beignets, baby.
But did you not appreciate it?
No, I told you. I told you yesterday.
You did. That's
my
right.
My wife listened. I told you yesterday. I got you. I'm riding with you. I'm wingman in this thing. I'm trying to get you. I'm trying to push you. I'm trying to be right there with you. I want to experience this through you. I do. Well, I'm so happy for him. I mean, he got that Marty Schottenheimer gleam in his eye.
Yeah,
that
gleam does.
That he used to talk about. He got that thing. I love it.
Let's be honest. He keeps saying he's happy for you. He's just happy that's where you're at, so he can.
Well, yeah, you need a tone setter.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say you need like a Randy?
Yeah, you need a Randy. Yeah, shout out to Randy, Tina Rainbows. You need a tone setter, and he's already because you're right. I sat there in that kitchen. I said, okay, all right, hold on now. I got to pick this up a bit. We got somebody out here who is stepping out, and I just don't want him to be alone.
And Ron goes, I'll go.
I got you. I got you. Where are we going? We going? I got you.
Yeah, and we kept that was keeping it light. What we did.
Listen, I'm telling you, I didn't need it to end. I guess I was ready.
I think I know that we got the budget all together, and again, Flight by Yingling, Low T Center, all the fine folks that have helped us get out here. Did they give us a budget for possible, bail? Was that a part of it? Because I feel like
Look, I'm not going to jail with you, Richie. That's kind of where I.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I'm not going.
You won't know the line until you ask. You know what I mean?
Right there.
Okay. I feel like that one's just all hell. Here comes.
Oh, all right. Here comes Parker Hillis.
No, there is no bail money. No bail budget.
All right. Well, it's just good.
I will leave you here if I have to.
And now we know.
You got to ask questions. That's how you find things out,
young fella.
Yes, sir.
Spread your wings, I got
you.
I can't scrub the web. I can't fix your reputation, but I can bail you out.
And, Reg, you spread your wings, but I'm not bailing you out. I'm just telling you, but I want you to spread them wings.
Oh, fellas, we have breaking news. Can you hit the sounder, Byron? I need the sounder, if you don't mind.
I feel like this sounds like something we all need to stay on here for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
All right, so...
That's happening.
All right, the sounder ain't happening. However, there it is.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, this is per Ian Rappaport at Rapsheet on X or Twitter, if you like. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an offensive coordinator. The Texans are hiring Rams tight ends coach and pass game coordinator Nick Caley as their new offensive coordinator, as C.J. Stroud and the Houston offense get a new play caller per Rappaport and Tom Pelissero.